The water crisis in South Africa will be worse than Eskom's load shedding. This is the view of one analyst. South Africans have also become used to an advertisement which says that the Third World War may just be about something as essential as our living, and that is water. Water is an absolute necessity, our basic human needs, and the economy depends on it. However, South Africa is at a water scarce country, and our development has always been constrained by our ability to overcome the difficulties of ensuring that water supplies are always readily available. We discussed the water crisis in this country this morning with Christine Colvin, Senior Manager, Fresh Water Program in South Africa. Christine, good morning to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. South Africa is surrounded by water. We promote the country with pictures of dams, rivers and lakes. Is that one of the reasons that even while experiencing one of the worst droughts in the decade, it is still difficult for us to understand the fact that we are actually a water-scarce country?
I think it is very difficult for us to come to terms with that fact. And, you know, as long as there's still water coming out of the tap, it's hard for us to relate to the fact that the dams in many areas are running dry, that we've had very low rainfall in KwaZulu-Natal and in the Western Cape. And what's exacerbating the crisis at the moment is that we've had incredibly unseasonably hot temperatures for October and September as well. In fact, in October, the hottest day ever recorded for the month of October anywhere on the planet was recorded in the Western Cape at Vredendal when it touched just over 48 degrees. So these hot temperatures, which we're probably experiencing as a result of climate change, have exacerbated the problem of very low rainfall in parts of the country.
Have we lost sight of where water comes from and the role nature plays in ensuring water for all?
Absolutely. As I work for WWF and the Worldwide Fund for Nature, that's really our greatest concern about how we're going to ensure our water security into the future. And it's that part of the total water cycle and our water system that we're very focused on trying to get people to look after. So, of course, you know, one of the things that we talk about is water doesn't come from a tap. We tend to end up interacting with water only at the tap. But it's the catchments that feed our dams that are a really critical part of our water system. And in South Africa, we don't have the same rainfall everywhere. So there's a very small part of our land area, just 8% of our land area produces half of our river runoff. And those are our water source areas in the high altitude areas around the mountains of our country that are very out of sight and out of mind for the average water user. So WWF really focuses on trying to make sure that those areas are well looked after and well protected.
It's undoubtedly an essential for us to be looking after that. What is the percentage of water that we get from rivers and dams? In other words, fresh water.
The majority of our water is coming from rivers and dams. We're only using about 10% of underground water in our supplies at the moment, and a tiny fraction of recycled water as well. So the vast majority is coming from rivers and dams, and much of that through these very large managed schemes where we have a lot of, in South Africa, we have a very high amount of interbasin transfers because our economic heart and where we need a lot of our water is up in Gauteng. And Gauteng, very unusually, Johannesburg sits on a watershed. Most cities around the world are where they are because they're on a river or on the coast at a harbor. But Johannesburg is where it is because of gold. And there wasn't a lot of water with the gold as well. So, you know, we've had to engineer our water systems to such a degree that we do sometimes forget the role that nature plays. So it means that we have, over the last century, built up a lot of storage in our big dam systems. But this storage can only function well if the water that's coming into it out of our catchment areas is clean and unpolluted and a reasonable yield of water coming out. And in addition to low rainfall, one of the challenges that we're facing at the moment in our water source areas is from alien vegetation. And the spread of alien vegetation in these areas at the moment is consuming the equivalent of Durban's water supply, more than 460 million cubic meters of water per annum is being lost to alien vegetation. So the programs that are trying to deal with that are absolutely critical, because if we're not getting water coming into our dams in the first place, then we're most certainly not going to get it coming out of our taps.
Interesting insight that you share with regards to the sources of our water. Is it not time we develop new ways of protecting our limited natural resources?
Absolutely. I think what's going to happen with this drought, this is the first time that we're really experiencing water scarcity for more than a decade. And I think what's likely to happen as a result of this drought is that business, particularly agriculture uses more than 60% of the water that we consume. We're going to have to think completely differently about the water that we're going to have available in the future, particularly if that's a hotter and a drier future in many areas of the country. So we need to get much more water efficient. What we have, we need to use much better. Our towns need to fix up their leaking systems. At the moment, it's been shown that about 37% of the water in our urban systems is leaking out. So we're losing more than a third of our water. We need to plug the leaks, stop the leaks, use what we have more efficiently, and rethink, actually, are we using water for the right things? Reduce the amount that we're using for irrigation. And at a household level, I think we're all going to be moving towards water-wise gardens in the future. I expect we're going to face a future where we simply can't afford to irrigate our gardens in the way that we have up until now.
Yes, so there's going to be a reorientation as how we look at water and how we value our water. Christine, it has been really fascinating chatting to you this morning. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. That was Christine Colvin from WWF Freshwater Programs speaking to us this morning about water not being only a necessity but a basic human need that the economy also depends upon.